All right. What's up, football fans? We've got major updates from South Africa's big three clubs, Sundowns, Chiefs, and Pirates. And trust me, there's no shortage of action. Hello and welcome to Hit the Target, powered by Hollywood Bets. I'm your host, Dear Sean, and joining me in studio today is African football expert, Mark Stradom.
Good morning, Desh, and good morning to the listeners. Thanks for having me again.
Mark, let's kick things off with Mamelodi Sundowns. Now, of course, Masanda Warner's FIFA Club World Cup campaign has come to a close after a goalless draw against Brazilian giants Fluminense. What did you make about their performance?
Oh, dominant from the first whistle. You could see the respect that was given to the Mamelodi Sundowns outfit from the Brazilians. Mamelodi Sundowns played really well. They dominated position. They didn't shy away. They stuck to what they know. They didn't go to the Club World Cup to be anything else than what they know and how to play, which was very good and easy on the eye to watch as well, because we all know the type of football that Mamelodi Sundowns play: possession-based, quick passes, playing between the lines. So it was very nice to see. And also, I'm very proud of our boys. They represented us well. They represented the continent well, and they showed up. So that was the most important thing, to see that they didn't lay down and just take a beating because of the difference in competition. They actually went there and showed up. So kudos to them.
Yeah. Did you see enough from them to earn a result? Do you think the goalless draw was a true reflection of the encounter?
No, it wasn't. In terms of all the position and the way they played, they created the better chances in the game. Tashrick Matthews, to pick out one, was the clear-cut chance that we could have scored. So unfortunately, it didn't go in, but they did carve out chances. They did play through Fluminense, and unfortunately, it didn't go their way, but that's how it goes in football.
Yeah, well, Tashrick was one of the players who had kept their place from the previous lineup against Borussia Dortmund. Of course, what a fixture that was, a 7-goal classic. Do you think sticking with the same starting 11 against the Bundesliga outfit was the correct move from Cardoso?
It's a tough one to call. It could go both ways. Yes, because the team was already in motion. They already got the nerves out of the way. They've played. Matthew showed against Dortmund the type of player he is, the pace, going forward. That's his game, and I think it's just the finishing that's a problem now for Matthews, as it showed in against Dortmund, against Pyramids last month, or a few weeks ago against in the CAF Champions League. He missed a one-on-one there as well, and again last night. So I think it's just the finishing, but in terms of gameplay, I think Matthews is a very good player going forward. But no, he could have added some extra legs. Maybe Salles could have had another chance in the starting lineup. Maybe Peter. But again, like I said, the team that went out was already in motion. They already had the confidence. So
There's also the striker, Lebo Motiba. I believe he was one of the players who were substituted in that clash against Dortmund. And of course, he scored a pivotal third goal, making it a very nervy finish to that fixture. Do you think he could have maybe started ahead of Matthews in this clash?
If I'm not mistaken, I think he picked up a small knock in that game with his ankle. So I think that put him out. But he did have a huge contribution coming in, getting that goal, because it put some life back into Sundowns in that game. And again, I have to take my hats off to the Yellow Nation, because that Dortmund team was in the Champions League final, which is no easy fate to come through. So for them to go there and get three past him and play the way they did, it's exceptional, especially on a global stage like that.
Yeah. Well, looking at this Masanda Warner outfit, who would you say is the best player in that team? I mean, we've seen the likes of Ikram Reyners almost score a first-half hat-trick against Ulsan HD. We've got the likes of Ribeiro, that blistering pacey run from midfield all the way to the Dortmund nets where Kuli finished. Even at the back, Divine Lunga earned his spot in the match day one team of the week.
You could say there's many players who stood out for me. Those that you mentioned, Reyners was very good. He continues to improve. Every time he plays, he's learning. He's picking up on different styles as a striker because the players that Sundowns have, you got to mix your game up because they're capable of anything. Ribeiro, I think you have to mention him when you talk about Sundowns. His attitude, his style towards the game, his application, what he brings, the creativity, I think is next level. And it showed on the bigger stage, which I'm more happy about because this was also a chance for our players to show the world what they're capable of. And we're not just a small team from Africa. Like, people recognize Sundowns now. They've put their name out there, which is good for our soccer in South Africa. Mokwena, I think he's exceptional. The midfielder, he does everything. He's a deep-lying midfielder who can initiate attacks from deep. He's good with his passing range. He's a good tackler. So his locker is full. He's got his all-round game is very good. Jaden Adams, although he came in from the bench, it didn't look like Mokwena was off the field when he came in. So I think he was also very good. Mudao, I think he can even reach another level. He's so good from the right back position. The way he runs the flank is very good. And Divine Lunga, nobody had thought he would be back because it looked like Modiba took that position and made it his own. But Divine Lunga was very good. He kept his place throughout the group stages. So very happy for him to be included. And one more to mention, Cupido. We haven't seen much of him in a Sundowns jersey, but it looked like he's been there for many years. He's picked on the style. He's just slipped into the team and it looks seamless, which is very good because it's not easy to go into that Sundowns team and to just be accepted with that style of play that they play, because if you're not used to or have that type of quality, I think a player will find it very difficult to adapt, but he showed class and he fits in very well.
Yeah. Well, starting, I asked you for one player, but then you go and name practically the entire lineup. But that leads me to my next question. Sundowns didn't return empty-handed. They got almost 200 million rand in prize money. Surely they reinvest that back into the squad. And if so, where do they strengthen?
Definitely. Well, in terms of finance, I think they've come home with more than what they would have earned in the CAF Champions League final. So a very big payday. Very good for the club to invest that money. And in terms of strengthening the squad, I think it would be the striking department. Even though they have some quality strikers, I think they're still missing that cutting edge in the striking department, because if you look at all their games in the Club World Cup, they had everything from defending, attacks, creativity. It's just in the final third, the finishing seems to be holding them back from reaching the next level.
And furthermore, it doesn't look like they have an up-and-coming striker, because Lebo Motiba is very much a striker for this season and possibly next season. Peter Shalulile, same case, this season and possibly next season. Reyners is going to be the one to lead the line for the coming years, but you know, God forbid an injury sets him out for a couple of months. What does that leave, or what does it look like for Sundowns going forward?
Yeah, they definitely need to look into that. I think Shalulile, the way it's looking right now, I think there's no place for him in that team now at the moment. With the way the team looks now, Lebo Motiba, I'm not sure if that's a long-term decision for them to have. But as you mentioned, Reyners, I think he would have to come home, look at himself and work on his finishing. I think putting in extra work, going through different drills, game situations, just to improve what he has already would take him to the next level and would benefit Sundowns.
All right. Well, unfortunately, it was a case of tough luck for Masandawana, but what a journey it has been for them. Would you go as far as to say that they were the best representative from the African continent? I mean, they needed just a win to push them through to the round of 16. However, the Brazilians proved too much on the day.
Definitely. Without a doubt, they were the best representative from Africa. Al Ahly, the best team in Africa, as they know. So, unfortunately, it didn't work out for them. But given a new coach, a new system, it will take time for them to come right. Esperance as well, tough group. We know they're a very ball-playing club as well, but couldn't make it through. Wydad were given maybe the toughest group out of the lot against Juventus and Man City, although South African boy Temba Nkosi-Lord showed up, showed what he can do on the biggest stage against the best teams, two of the best from England and Italy. So, excuse me. So, he definitely showed why he's one of the best to come out of South Africa and his capabilities. So, and just to mention, like, you can't be playing that well in the Club World Cup and not be considered for AFCON coming up. I think he's really put his name in the hat to be considered for the AFCON coming up. And I would love to see him in the squad if he continues to maintain this high level of football that he's playing at the moment.
You make an excellent point. I think he might have actually played his way back into the national team setup. Of course, we're going to have to wait and see how he comes back and performs in that Sundowns team. A man who's out of contract, if I'm not mistaken, come July?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I would be surprised if Wydad don't look to keep him permanently. I think he's revived his career there. He looks exceptional. And to be fair, I think he's the star boy in that team right now. I think everything is going through him, the way he plays. Between him and Mailula, I think they've footed in very well in that team. And I'll be happy if he stays there, honestly, because the way he's playing now and the way they've played around him and built around him helped him to rediscover his own form. So for him to come home and fight in this quality Sundowns team where players look to have already stamped their place in the team is going to be hard for him to backtrack on all the progress he's made already.
Well, we're going to take things over to Soweto, where Orlando Pirates have been active in the transfer market. The big headline is former Sundowns midfielder Sipho MasterChef Mbule joining the Bucks on a free.
What a massive signing. What a massive signing. What a top player. Despite everything that comes with him, we don't want to talk about him in a negative light, so we just like to say that he's a top player. We know what he's capable of. We know what he does on the field, from SuperSport to Sundowns to Sekhukhune. Despite making all these moves and all the negativity that follows him, he continues to shine. And there's no doubt that he's an asset to the team. His creativity that he brings, the flair, which everybody loves to see, especially down in the black and white of Pirates, they will love him there. In terms of going forward, he will be creative. He will offer a lot going forward for that Pirates outfit.
Well, he was the first, but certainly not the last. In keeping with signings, the mighty Buccaneers have bolstered their squad with several new names, including the likes of Batuma, Oremi, Nemtajela, Kwaiba, Sihle Nduli as well, joining from Stellenbosch on a free.
I think this is a statement of intent from Pirates. I can't remember a time when Pirates brought in so many players all at one time. This is massive improvement for the team. So many good players. It's on top of bringing in a new coach with so many good players, is a massive, massive, massive statement. And the type of players they've brought in, Kwaiba, we saw what he could do on the national level. This is his dream come true, and I was so happy that that this news has come out that he's made the big move coming to Orlando Pirates, including from Stellenbosch. It's a quality player. He offers everything from the type of position that he plays. Moremi, speed, goals that come from him. So it looks like they've strengthened their squad for a lot to come next season, and I'm sure the new coach will have massive headaches choosing a team to go through the season.
Couldn't agree with you more. The new set of Buccaneers are set to join up with the first team later this week. They're going to report for preseason under brand new coach Abdeslam Ouaddou. What have you made about his appointment at the helm of the mighty Buccaneers?
To be honest, it was a shock for me. It was a shock. But maybe the hierarchy at Pirates have seen something. They clearly wouldn't have hired him if they didn't believe that he could do a job. Especially with Pirates being such a big institution and what they've known to deliver. So we have to give the man time. He was brought into to Marumo Gallants at a tough time, in a tough period at the bottom of the Betway Premiership, fighting relegation. He came in 12 games. He steadied the ship. He saved him from relegation. So maybe Dr. Causa saw something in him. Is he able to take Pirates to the next level after what Rivero's done? I'm not sure, but I think every coach deserves enough time to adapt, to allow his style to be integrated as well into the new players, and for the players also to believe in the philosophy. So let's see, time will tell.
Well, of course, the mighty Buccaneers have finished runners-up in the South African top flight for the previous 3 seasons. A very big statement of intent from Soweto. In keeping with their noisy neighbours, Kaizer Chiefs, it's all systems go at Natarena. I believe the Glamour Boys are set to depart to the Netherlands this weekend for their preseason camp.
Yeah, definitely. They have a lot of work to do. They have a massive job to do in this off-season. They need to go there. They need to focus on their own game and just let last season go. Focus on what needs to be done. Work as a team. Believe in what Nabi is trying to show them, because they do have a good few players who can show up, who have returned from injury as well. So it's just a matter of going there and just working on their craft just to get better, because as you can see, Pirates have strengthened their squad massively. Sundowns, we know what they're going to bring. They've just showed us on a massive stage. So for them to try and close the gap, this offseason is going to be very important.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the offseason, because Chiefs have been heavily linked with a number of signings, the most recent of which are former Bucks players Tabiso Monyane and Paseka Marco, who have been released by the club. This, of course, comes after Chiefs signed Bongani Sam from Pirates last season, although none of them are yet to feature.
I think that Bongani Sam was unfortunate. I think when they signed him, he was injured at the time and they never used him after that. What Tabiso Monyane and Paseka Marco, I think, is very good inclusions for the team, because they obviously come from a different system, which has been a winning system, not taking away anything from what Chiefs have been doing, but they know what it takes to be at a high level. And once they get in, I think the players from Chiefs will feed off what they've gone through. So I think they will work well with the Chiefs.
All right. Another player linked with the Amakhosi is Igadoro. Now, the former AmaZulu man, of course, plied his trade in KZN last season, where he was on the score sheet more than one occasion. Do you think he's going to be the one to lead the line for Chiefs going forward?
I think that's a position that Chiefs have been struggling with for years now. They've tried Dupriz. It hasn't worked out. They've had Ranga, which has been so disappointing to see. They've brought in Tashrik Morris, hasn't worked out. So it's definitely a position they need to look in, take their time, whether they spend millions on it, they need to do it because they have everything else. They've got midfielders who can play. They have a defense. They've got wingers who have quality. They've got upcoming talent as well. I think it's just the striking position that has been the Achilles heel, and they definitely need to strengthen that. If it's Igor Toro, I'm not sure. I don't know if he has the qualities to try and match Orlando Pirates and Sundowns. Even Stellenbosch, I'm not sure if he will take them to that next level. But like I said, every person needs time to show, because for a player, if you're playing around quality players, your game automatically it changes, it builds, you gain confidence. So time will tell for Igor Toro if he's the man or not.
Let's take a look at the manager, Nasruddin Nabi. I believe Kaizer Motiong Jr. was on Marawa Sports Worldwide, powered by Hollywood Bets, where he disclosed that Nabi had just returned from holiday and they are yet to have the discussions and the sessions with him. Having led the club back onto continental football via the Nedbank Cup triumph, this could be one of the most important seasons that Kaizer Chiefs have had in recent years.
Yeah, that's going to be an intense discussion. I think from Nabi's side, it will definitely be on the terms of strengthening the squad. It doesn't look like a coach who believes in coaching players or working on players that he has. He looks like a coach who likes to bring in talent and play from there. So it's definitely going to be a tough discussion to have, because Chiefs, at the moment, they're not a team who like to splash money. And they're going to have to turn to that because, like you mentioned, continental competition, they're back in it. They're definitely going to need a big squad to go in there. And they will definitely need to strengthen. And I'm sure Nabi, that's the way he's going to go.
Mark, it's been a pleasure unpacking the latest from Mzanzi's football scene. We're going to have to wait and see how the transfer window plays out and what new signings are going to come through the doors. Until next time, keep it locked on Hit the Target, powered by Hollywood Bets.
Thanks, Dish. Have a good one. Thank you.